Well, good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV. Coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels with your Packers Daily Chat. Good to see everybody in the comments already. Wow, what a group. Mixing it up, chopping it up, so to speak. And Joey the Jaguar is back. Thanks for joining us, Joey. I know those first couple days after a loss in the NFC Championship game can be tough. They are hard to process, hard to deal with. But good to see you back, buddy. Thanks for joining us. Morning, Sandy. Mannion, how are you? Thomas. Told my friends all offseason, Jace and Josiah, we're going to take the offense to another level. Best believe I'm back on that bandwagon. Improvement comes from within. Look at someone with some sense. My goodness. Good to see you this early in the morning. Never going to give you up. What's up, Bo? Greetings from Indianapolis. What's up, Bill? How are you? Greetings from New York City. Oh, see, here we go. It didn't take long. I'm impressed. Why all the hate for Rodgers, Nags? I love Aaron Rodgers. How many times do I have to say it? How many different ways do I have to say it? I have professed it publicly many times, both on Twitter, on video, on YouTube, Facebook, etc., on transplants. I've told the man himself. Everything I say comes from a place of love. The man's not infallible. It's okay. It's okay to criticize him sometimes. It's all right, people. The same way you would criticize or maybe get after a family member. He's like the brother I never had. Look at it that way. People, so funny what things people get soft about. Nags in the draft should, never mind. I hear you, Robin. Bring back guys like Tremont Snacks and even try to retain Jamal if we're going to at least be somewhat more competitive next year. Have a good ass draft and fill holes through free agency. I doubt Tremont is back, but you never know. Snacks and Tremont both felt like kind of deep depth veterans chasing a ring kind of thing. I never really thought that they were going to be significant contributors, but I did think Snacks would play a little bit more. Any takeaways from the Pat McAfee show yesterday? Not really. Nothing surprising, I didn't think. I loved what Aaron said regarding, you know, having that outlet, and I understand why he feels that he can be more free there than he can in the media sessions over, especially over Zoom or at his locker. But, yeah, I thought it was great. It's going to suck to, go now this, probably the rest of this offseason without hearing from him. Brian, thanks for the super chat. Combined NFC Championship games, Smith's on defense, 11 tackles, 4 assists, 0 QB sacks, $30 million per year at work. You know, they're not in those NFC Championship games without the Smiths, right? They don't pay them for one game. They don't pay the entirety of their contract for one game or for two games. Also, those two games have absolutely nothing to do with each other. I saw someone put out there, I don't really care. I mean, yeah, you'd like definitely to get more production out of one or the other, if not both, on the biggest stage. It's hard against Brady, though. It's hard. He gets the ball out quickly. And you saw when he does have pressure in his face, he throws it up. So hard to kill him for not sacking the quarterback. Smith was in there once or twice, and Z, I mean. And, you know, Brady gets the ball out of his hands quickly. I just don't understand that kind of quote-unquote analysis. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Moss, Kyle Orton, Hakeem Nicks, Jared Allen, Kaepernick. I think we can add JPP to the list of players who have put a black cloud over us for years. Yeah, well, between the Giants and the Bucks. Fred, hi, Nags from the UK. Hello from New York. Zach, what's up? Mm-hmm. Aaron Jones not being a Packer breaks my heart. He's such a dynamic player and an even better dude. One of my all-time favorite Packers. I mean, it's not over yet, but yeah, that's, I'm not going to say a foregone conclusion. It feels like one, that he's out the door. I mean, yeah, it sucks. He is a dynamic presence and a playmaker and a guy that you definitely can root for. There's no question about it. It absolutely sucks if that was his last game as a Green Bay Packer to watch him go out the way he did against the Bucks. And it just, it is the worst. The first NFC Championship game, the 49ers threw the ball 8 times, LOL, and this guy is really out here counting their pressures like he's doing something. Steve, I mean, I get this. It's the contract thing that drives me nuts. I'm all for pointing out that, hey, they didn't get a whole lot of pressure on Brady. That's true. But this whole like, oh, we're paying all this money. First of all, it's not your money. Why do you care? And second of all, as you state, there are contextual things at play here. Like if they're only throwing it 8 times, was it only 8? I thought it was like 12, but maybe it was 8, which makes it even more depressing. But yeah, if you know they keep handing it off and gaining huge chunks of yardage, they took advantage of the Smiths in that game against San Francisco because they were flying upfield trying to sack the quarterback. That's when they ran that, you know, that delay on third down that kicked everything off. Y'all crazy. Y'all just crazy. All right, what else we got here? Zane, thanks for the super chat. If Aaron Jones isn't on the team, do you think we draft another running back, or is A.J. Dillon starting the next season? Oh, we're going to see a lot more A.J. Dillon next year. I do think they're going to have some kind of committee because we've heard LaFleur again and again and again talk about needing to have a number of backs in your stable and wanting to keep guys fresh, etc. But I do think A.J. Dillon will be as close to a workhorse as maybe you come in 2021. But yeah, I think he'll be the de facto starter. Now, is he complimented by Jamal Williams? Do they draft somebody, as you say here? Do they hit the free agent market? Maybe they get a guy on a cheap 1-year deal or something. Those are all possibilities. Yeah, we'll see. I do believe though that yeah, Dillon will be your workhorse. Do I think Boyle is back? Yes, Cody. I think they'll have him featured in preseason to try and flip him this summer. That would be my guess. Sarthak. That is a really interesting name. Watching the games, thanks for the super chat. Watching the games from India away from friends was tough, so I just want to thank Cheesehead TV for making the season extra special. Thank you so much. Well, thank you for checking it out, and thank you for the super chat. Thank you for the support. That's very kind of you. That's why we did it, man. You know, Corey and I talked at the beginning of the year. You know, the previous seasons, we had done a couple watch parties, mostly when they were on the road. But this year, we decided because of COVID and everybody having to stay apart and not be able to kind of gather, we thought, what better year to do watch parties for every single game? Can't promise that's going to happen next year, although I suspect it probably will, but that's not locked in stone. But thank you. Thank you for joining us each and every week. It was a ton of fun. What else we got here? Mickey, thanks for the super chat. Nags, I felt the game was decided in the trenches and we just didn't bring our A game. Certainly something to it. I thought Kenny had a good game, both against the run and creating a bit of pressure. You know, you look at the offensive line, the tackles clearly were completely overmatched. And I said it on Twitter last night, what was surprising to me is that Matt really never adjusted. They never really started getting into stuff with tight ends in line or backs chipping, etc. Really ran a lot of that spread stuff and let those tackles to their own devices, and it really hurt them. That was a tough one to swallow. So, yeah, I'd agree. The trenches just were not up to snuff. Do you think Ted Thompson was in heaven on Sunday saying Kevin Bleeping King? Quite possibly. Chad, thanks for the super chat. Thank you for being here. Stafford predictions. Thanks, Chad. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's an amicable parting of ways. I don't know the contract, what it looks like, and I guess they're trading him. So you got to think he's going to an AFC team, right? I can't imagine the Lions would trade him in the conference, but I don't know. That's a tough one. I know the popular one is Indianapolis. But yeah, we'll see. I haven't thought about it too much. Draft watch party would be cool. Lenny, we did it last year. We'll do it again this year in some way, shape, or form. Noah, thanks for the super chat. First year following your show end-to-end. Stoked to know you do this all year. Do you ever hate how much you love the Packers? Just kidding. No. I mean, you know, it's a family, right? A dysfunctional family, but a family. No, I don't know. I don't know any other way to be. You know, my earliest memory in my life is my grandfather taking me to Lambeau when I was 3. It's in my blood, man. If I wasn't here talking to you guys, I'd be like, I don't know, talking to the mail delivery man and bugging him. So much rather talk to Packers fans. Draft a QB. All right, let's get stupid. That'll be great. Mike, Pettine fired today? I'm telling you what, I doubt it. Is that crazy? I know y'all probably going to go nuts, but I don't know. I don't know. I will not be surprised either way, but I doubt it. We'll see. I really don't know. I think it's, for me, it's a coin flip, but I could totally see LaFleur saying, you know, we got to the NFC Championship game 2 years in a row with Mike, and yes, we certainly got let down in places this game, but we did, you know, the defense did give them a chance to win in the second half. You cannot argue that. And the offense put them in a really bad position, fumbling deep in their own end. And Rodgers, the interception, you know, it's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. But on the flip side, I can see you call that man coverage at the end of the first half and leave Kevin King out there and blah, 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 like that kind of emotion. But that's why he waits. You know, you have those exit interviews today. I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll see. William, thanks for the super chat. Mock drafts are useless, especially last year's draft. We have no idea what Goody's is thinking. LOL, go Pack, go. William, yeah, they're useless in a functional sense, but as far as being conversation starters, that's what they're about, right? I mean, as long as people don't take them too seriously, like no one's ever going to sit there and go, wow, you've nailed all of your picks from your February mock draft. You know, it's like, it's just to get people talking and consuming things on the internet if you're a content creator, but yeah, which is fine. I know I go on and on about the draft industrial complex, but I understand its purpose and I get why people do it and enjoy it. I just go a little crazy after months and months and months of it. You know, by the time you're like in the mock draft 7.0 or whatever the hell, you know, then after that, it gets a bit tedious. What else we got? Meninga has to go. Now that I think is a much more likely possibility, but we'll see. Fact, Jordan Love went to a championship game before Patrick Mahomes. Nice, Matt. Well played. Gutekunst isn't unpredictable if you don't get swept away with the DIC. Andrew, I hear you. However, I will say last year was a bit of a curveball. I don't think too many people saw a running back in the second round coming, let alone a quarterback in the first. You know, like, yes, you're right with athletic thresholds, etc. Yes, there are some things you can probably guess at and or surmise, right? But yeah, last year was a bit of a curveball. With Jones likely gone, do you think we re-sign Williams? Andrew, that will be a question probably all throughout the spring. I think they'll let Jamal hit the market and let the market set itself when it comes to his services. I could be wrong. Maybe they re-sign him prior to, you know, free agency starting, but I think they're going to try and, you know, let him see what's out there and tell him, look, you get out there, you don't like what you see as far as offers, you're welcome back at a Packers friendly rate. Essentially, that would be my guess, but we'll see. Corey, thanks for the super chat. Thanks for all you and Cheesehead TV have done to make this season so special. Well, thanks for checking it out, and thanks for hanging out talking Packers with us. It means a lot. Wait, where did that go? Oh, there it is. Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. Was Love redshirted or was Boyle really better? Oh, in camp, Boyle was better, but I don't think that's a surprise having had a full year in the system. You know, basically when they drafted Love, I think they had a pretty good idea that they were not going to suit him up all year long, especially with no offseason, you know? Yeah, I don't think there's any question though. If you watched during training camp, it was 1,000% the Boyle show. He had total command of the offense and really looked, I tell you what, he looked like a starter. He looked like a starting quarterback. That's what he is. Big B, I'm sorry, man. I can only tell the truth, dude. Sorry. I know Jamal Williams is the goat, but I'm sorry. Do you think our window has closed for a Super Bowl title? No. Wasted talent who deserve more Super Bowl appearances. Just my opinion. Richard, totally get that sentiment. I don't subscribe to it, but I understand what you're saying. No, the window's wide open. Wide open. Packers need to be like the Nets. Just go for it. That doesn't tend to usually work out well for teams, although Tampa Bay is doing a pretty damn good job of it right now, although they did have to win 3 road playoff games, much like the Packers back in 2010. But traditionally, that sets you up for heartbreak. So, which, you know, any Nets fan could tell you that's just standard operating procedure. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Is complimentary football coachable? We need it. Somewhat. Stressing it is. That's for sure. Arthur, thanks for the super chat. I was at the game. Crazy atmosphere. Couldn't be more confident going into the game. Makes it sting that much more. Still love our chances next year. That's all you can ask, man. Get back next year and make another run at it. I don't doubt for a moment that was a very unique setting and or atmosphere at Lambeau on Sunday. Going to talk to Corey all about it tomorrow night. Or not tomorrow night. Tonight. Tonight at 5 o'clock on Packer Transplants Live. Hope you guys can join us. You're right here on the social channels, if you will. William, thanks for the super chat. Why is when love starts, that's going to be the most interesting thing happen to me. It's going to be crazy. We'll see. I don't know. Hopefully we don't have the repeat of the drama when we moved on from Favre to Rodgers. But hey, with the QB pulling the media strings right now, I think the circus will be in town. Every player in the NFL should wear clubs like Chris Barnes, but on both hands. Thoughts? What? You guys, it's too early to start drinking. And that's me saying that. Mitchell, thanks for the super chat. I know MVS still dealt with drops this season, but he had games where he shined. What was his most improved area this season from what you saw? I mean, we talked about it all summer long when we talked to Aaron and LaFleur about him. You know, his consistency, his confidence, making the standard a daily thing, rising to that standard on a consistent basis. And I think for the most part, he did. You know, I didn't see much different in regards to his deep route running, the stuff where he gets up on guys and does a really good job of, you know, when you're even, you're leaving kind of thing. I think he did a lot better with his work over the middle, kind of shoring up his cuts in and out of his breaks, a lot more economy there as far as not wasting motion. But those are that's a minute thing. I didn't think there was a monster difference other than his confidence and just being more consistent. What else we got? Oh, here we go. I got that one. Big Cheese, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Pretty much foregone conclusion that King, Williams, and Lindsley are gone. We also need to get faster in the middle linebacker position. I mean, foregone conclusion on Lindsley is probably the strongest there. I think it's most likely that King is gone, yes. I think Williams has a chance to be back. But Lindsley, I was chatting with people on Twitter this morning. I mean, they drafted him. They developed him. They paid him. Now he's going to be on his third contract, and you're going into an offseason that features, you know, two guys entering the last years of their deals in Davante Adams and Jair Alexander that you got to think the Packers are going to be proactive with and want to sign. There's only so much to go around. You just paid Bakhtiari. You just paid Kenny Clark. You're going to pay Davante Adams. You're going to pay Jair Alexander. Paying your center, no matter how good he is, and Corey's great, especially after drafting 3 linemen, and not to mention Corey missing multiple weeks this season, the offense didn't seem to take a major dip. Hard to justify that. Hard to justify paying that third contract. I hate it. You guys know. You guys know I love Corey. I love Corey Lindsley. But he's going to make a boatload of money out in the open market, and he knows this, and there's no way the Packers can match that. Sucks, but that's the reality. D Don Vito, thanks for the super chat. I like the pairing of Snacks with Clark. How much of a priority do you think the Packers will make defensive tackle in free agency or the draft? I don't think a huge priority, just because we've seen that position wise, it's not something that they've, I guess, gone chasing after. Although, you know, I think it depends on the player. You look at Brian, he's been trying to sign Snacks since like last spring. He finally got him, but, you know, he also rotated a bunch of, you know, down the roster type guys. Anthony Rush is still there. They just re-signed him to a futures deal. But yeah, I think if they can find somebody who makes sense, their cap structure in the free agency, maybe they draft one. I would suspect they draft before they look to free agency. I think if I remember right, this is the first draft in like since the 90s that they haven't taken a defense, at least one defensive end. So we'll see. Brandy, depth at center is the issue. Could be. I mean, they drafted a center. They have Hanson. Patrick's played center. Elton Jenkins can play center. There's lots of guys who can do it. And like I said, Corey missed 3 weeks, and they didn't really hit a bump in the road. Francis, thanks for the super chat. Has a position changed more over the last 20 years than inside linebacker? Less and less guys able to play three downs. I mean, especially when you're playing a defense which is so predicated on matching up with what the offense puts out on the field, you would think, you know, if you wanted to find that guy or got that guy who can play all three downs, then you don't have to do so much running in and out. But yeah, it's definitely a different game, you know, different skill set required there rather than the bloody your nose middle linebacker who's thumping against centers and guards trying to get up to the second level and shedding those blocks and making tackles in the A gap. Now you're flying sideline to sideline, having to sprint 30 yards downfield to cover a tight end, or cover the mesh concept with wide receivers and running backs, you know, flying through the middle of the field. It's a very, very different skill set these days, no doubt. Clay, thanks for the super chat. Go Pack Go from Iowa. What's up, buddy? Go Pack Go from New York. All right, everybody, I'm gonna have to get going, but please join Corey and myself tonight, 5 p.m. Eastern, for the season ending episode of Packer Transplants Live. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Corey's live from Green Bay. I'll be at the Live X studio. Gonna be a good time. In the meantime, please just hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.